Well, Kate Bond was a working lawyer with a toddler at home and a husband who worked nights. Her free time was very limited, but she made the most of her 25-minute commute on the number 20 bus. In fact, Kate wrote a screenplay, and while she has written before, she lacked the confidence to show her work to anyone. Well, this time around, she submitted her screenplay for the Daryl Duke Prize for up-and-coming writers, and she won. And Kate's been going good enough to join us in studio. How are you?
Oh, so well. Thanks. What a thrill.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much.
How did you react when you got the call that you had won this prize?
Oh, wow. I was shocked for about 5 seconds, and I think I burst into tears.
And could you believe it?
No, not really. No.
Why did you decide to submit it in the first place?
Well, I think it was... It was easier to think of somebody looking at this screenplay than it was all the writing I'd done in the, I guess, about 20 years prior to that, which had all been novels so far. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'd gotten so kind of pathologically secretive about it and private that it seemed like maybe making a switch of genre and subject matter might kind of break that pattern a little bit. And indeed, it was a very different writing experience, writing the screenplay as compared to a novel.
And how many novels had you written?
Well, I say eight, but that counts, you know, two very young, but full length. So, uh-huh. Yeah, so eight altogether.
And who has ever seen those eight novels?
The first two I shared with some friends, but other than the rest, not really. Although since I found out about the Daryl Duke Prize, I've showed my partner the first six chapters of my latest novel.
Your partner hasn't seen your latest novel until now?
No, he knows roughly what it's about, but now he has read the first few chapters, and so has a
friend. What about all of your other writing?
Well, we'll see about that. One step at a time.
is it the sort of thing? I mean, has this given you the boost in confidence to say that you could approach a publisher with these novels?
I think so. I think that's one of the. I mean, from a completely kind of self-interested or personal perspective, yes, I'm really delighted, and I really will kind of ride this newfound momentum.
And what was it about the change of genre? What is it that writing a screenplay because it's a different medium, because it's visual? What was it that made you able to share this in a way that you hadn't shared other stuff?
Well, it's an interesting question. Like I said, I think just writing the screenplay for, you know, anyone who's done it before, it's a very peculiar kind of writing because it's really, really strict. Like there's a very, very set format, a mm-hmm. very set formula too about how we understand story. And in fact, that was why I set out to write a screenplay, was the idea it would be this excellent discipline in how we, you know, construct a story according to a very strict, you know, three-act structure, in the, you know, the idea of an inciting incident, but also that it's very visual at the same time. So there's sort of this odd switch that's made whereby it's not just crowds and crowds of words on a page. That I remember thinking when I started, why don't I think of a story that wouldn't have any words in it, one that would be sort of understood even if there was hardly any dialogue, and then tried to add, I guess what you could say is the minimum amount of dialogue needed to develop the characters and develop the conflict in a lot of the story. Although in the end, there was, of course, a fair bit of that dialogue.
In the end, I mean, tell me what the screenplay is about.
Well, it's about, I always knew I wanted to, well, I always knew, I shouldn't say that. The idea came, it wasn't sort of something I consciously set out to find. Yeah. About a conflict about a trap line, and a trap line just seemed to me to be the most perfect setting for a movie or for a story. And I do admit it was also at the time this kind of wish fulfillment or solace, because I was working as a lawyer and I was in a downtown office and it didn't have any windows, and you know, I was in a basement apartment, or my family was in a basement apartment on Commercial Drive. It was all very urban.
Yeah.
But I worked for years as a fire lookout up in the north, and missed it so much, and had the experience of being alone in a cabin for long periods. My partner was with me, but he's a climber, so he'd go on long climbing trips.
Right.
And so I think a trapline cabin was sort of a way to set a story in a cabin in the woods, very silent, a lot of solitude, a lot of wildlife. And I got to import a lot of my, I guess, both memories, but also this kind of imagined a wish fulfillment.
Huh. And did you know anything about trapping when you set out to do this?
Well, I had talked to some trappers because I worked in the north on other jobs too. So I have run across the odd trapper or two. And I remember when I worked in the Yukon, there was this stuffed wolverine in the general store that I was quite found very compelling. But I certainly know a lot more about trapping now because I wouldn't work at night. I would work on the bus, but I would watch, do a lot of research after my baby Will was asleep.
Yeah.
And even though it's quite difficult to get an actual trapper to take you out on a trap line, luckily there's dozens who seem to have their own YouTube channels with all these very, very detailed, you know, how to videos. And
who knew,
although you know now, they've been very generous with, you know, many of them, very, very detailed descriptions and accounts. And and I guess that was another thing that a trap line added. It's very visually gripping. I mean, from everything, the traps themselves are quite, you know, interesting objects, and then how they, the kind of menace of them, how they snap closed, you know, the suspense of setting one, you have to be so careful, really know what you're doing, and then all the prep work that goes into them, from the, you know, dyeing and boiling and waxing and getting all the other tools together needed to set them. And then each set itself is kind of this interesting little narrative of imagining, like, how the where the animal is going to come from, how it's going to
Wow. So that kind of, that level of detail is what you got into.
Oh, absolutely. I think that was an important part of it and a really fascinating part of it. I, you know, one of my favorite aspects of writing it.
So what happens to the script now? Here you are, you've won this $25,000 prize. And have people shown any interest in the script beyond that?
Well, the jury for the Daryl Duke Foundation, I've really enjoyed meeting them. There's two of them who live in Vancouver here, and they've had some really valuable, interesting suggestions about going forward, workshopping and showing it to people who, you know a lot more than I do about how screenplays and movies work and so forth, because I don't really know anyone in the movie industry or who makes movies. And I admit too, I'm going to take a professional trapper's course, because that seems like the absolute sort of easiest way to go out on a real trap line and really make sure I've got all the fine detail.
And all of this has the sort of, I guess, newfound confidence as a result of winning this prize and having your writing recognized for the quality that is, you've quit your day job.
Well, I did that some time ago, actually. Well, I mean, I had written the screenplay by that point, but I did know I wanted to move it more into writing, and that I was hoping at some point or other the confidence would come to make the further leap to actually send it out. So just having the time has been really wonderful. I do work still part-time as a research lawyer, but certainly get a lot more time to write, much thanks to my partner, Alan.
And so what's next for you then? What are you working on right now?
Well, I did just finish a novel really just a few weeks ago by coincidence. So I guess that one's sort of the first one that I feel... I don't know how to say it. Happy with, confident with, ready to send out.
For someone who remains unpublished, you're rather prolific.
Well, that's easy enough. I mean, anyone can be prolific, I guess, if they'll just sort of type. that's the testing still to come.
Kate, it's great to meet you. Congratulations on it, and it's a great story.